everybody. Welcome. We're going to talk about automated trading, algo trading, and how this type of approach can work for you when markets get volatile. We're looking today, I guess, at the VIX and headline news events. And when the VIX really expands, you know, what do you do? We think we have an interesting solution you're going to want to hear about. And we're going to talk about what we call AV systems, automated trading, algo trading. And we're going to run through a live demo of that. And let's talk about speculating. So we are speculators like the Duke brothers there and Valentine from Trading Places. And we're speculating on price movement. We're trying to make money. We're trying to make profits, of course, as prices move up and down and sideways. But of course, we have to take risk. We're assuming risk every time we try to make a gain. So with that said, it is important to read that risk disclosure. I'll leave it up there for just one moment. Keep in mind that all funds committed when trading should be risk capital, and past performance is no guarantee of future results. That's especially important when we're looking backwards in time at the performance of various trading systems. So we're going to talk about a new approach. We call it robo trading. It's another word for it. We have 1,800 algo-driven systems. We're going to take a look at how you can turn those off and on in one click and how they're trading in various markets and how all the risk and profit controls are automated. Remember here, markets are always correct and we aren't. So it can be expensive trying to convince markets that you are right. Ed Sequoia, Market Wizard, great book. If you haven't read it, highly recommend it. There's also a part two, I believe. And don't fight the tape, old ticker tape machine there. You want to trade what the market offers you. Trade according to the environment that you are in. Don't try to force your trades on the market. You don't want to end up like this poor person here, still thinking that the market was wrong all the way into your grave. So, a little gallows humor. A little bit about us. We are AltaVest Worldwide Trading since 1997. We have been a introducing brokerage firm. And of course, we are experienced with decades of time behind us. And you can see there we are, some of us on the trading floor a few years back, S&P 500 options trading pit. And things look a lot different now. And that's because of all the algos taking over. And that's sort of what we're going to talk about. A little bit about myself. I am Eric Gebhardt. I've been doing this about 29 years now, starting AltaVest in 1991 as a co-founder and my BS in business administration from the University of Southern California. And how did I get started? Well, not much of a exciting, sexy story, but I was in class in school in a finance course, and we were studying derivatives and financial instruments. And yes, that is my textbook. I found that last year somewhere. Those are my notes. And I was enjoying the topic of futures and options. And we were looking at the oil fields burning up in Kuwait and gold prices doubling and crude doubling. And well, actually, no, crude doubling, not gold doubling. But anyway, so that's the background in which I learned about futures and options. I thought it was fascinating. And out of school, I was able to get involved in the securities industry with mutual funds, my Series 6, 63 securities licenses. And I think what happened is I thought, you know, those futures markets really seem to be a bit more intriguing than mutual funds. So I landed up on my feet in a brokerage firm trading futures and options. And that's where I have been ever since. All right, very good. And what I'll do here now is I'll go ahead and stop that video and we're going to move on. And that way you have more real estate to look at. So three trading secrets, and we're going to jump into the demo. Secret one, experience. We think it makes a difference. You don't want to try to figure everything out by yourself. Use our help and our experience and the help of industry veterans. So what we're going to show you is automated trading systems with decades of input and development from industry veterans. Number two, not much of a secret, but I think sometimes some of us can perceive day trading and that type of thing as maybe a little easier than it is because of kind of the pop culture these days and what's out there in the media and so forth. But, you know, there's this market analyst we have up in the lobby here of our office, and kids love playing with him, but he's always wrong. And looking at day trading, if you're doing it successfully, more power to you. I'm not going to discourage you, but keep in mind, this was interesting from an article I read. Here's a gentleman that trained about 400 people over a 5-year period of time. He said only 14 of those people became consistent regular traders for at least several years. So you're talking 3.5-4.5% success rate in reality. And that's probably reasonable number. Here's another guy here you've probably seen on social media. You know, he basically said it's so easy making money day trading. It's a little bit tongue in cheek, of course, but here he is the next day or two, lost 4 million. So, you know, it comes and goes, and we don't want to end up like that. That's pretty volatile stuff. And here's a funny headline I saw recently. Nightmare U.S. stock valuations driven by the young and dumb investors, according to a fund manager. So I don't know. Who knows if he's right or wrong, but just keep in mind when you're your day trading. A lot of times you might be, looking at people who are just sitting in their, college dorm room, if such a thing exists anymore, right? No one's going to school anymore, but anyway. And number three, emotions. So you want to avoid three common biases when making investment decisions. This is according to the Motley Fool. Sometimes our worst financial enemy is ourselves. There's confirmation bias, anchoring, and recency bias. We're not going to get into all that, but here's an interesting little cartoon from a few months back. I kind of like it. This guy here on the left says, my stocks are doing great. What else do I need to know? And of course, meanwhile, the whole world is sort of collapsing around him. So remember, our emotions can be our own worst enemy. We've all felt this, and I have too, over and over. Anxiety, greed, hope, fear, frustration, boredom, you name it, and we've all felt it. And the problem is we have bad wiring, according to Mark Lindheim with Alexander Forbes Investments. We have a wired with a built-in bias to make poor investment decisions. We chase past performance, we sell the lows, and we buy the highs. So that's essentially what he's saying. When you sit in front of that screen, you really need to be mindful of that, or else you end up becoming your own worst enemy. So that's why we want to talk about algos that have no emotion. And note that the algo trading, the machines, the robots, whatever you want to call them, they are dominating the marketplace. Article here in Bloomberg, robot analysts were outwit their humans on their investment picks. So that's no surprise there. 80% of the stock market dominated by algo trading, causing sharp drops and rallies. So all the activity you see, the vast majority of it is the market swinging up and down day by day. That's commanded by the algos and the machines moving prices back and forth. Now, speaking of volatility and sharp drops and rallies, let's look at this. Remember in March, who can forget? Here's the S&P 500 dropping like a rock. I think it was down right about 30% at one point. And then meanwhile, look at the VIX. You all know what the VIX is, the CBOE VIX index. Basically, it's a measure of, there's various inputs to it, but it's a measure of volatility. So as the VIX spikes higher and higher, then ultimately you're always going to see an inverse relationship with stock prices. So we're going to keep that in mind, keep that chart in mind as we show you some of these algo trading systems. And here's one, for example, I just threw it up there. So you see here in March, stock market dropping like it did. And then here's this trading system. And we'll look at some of these, but I just threw it up there. But you can see through the month of March, it actually had some tremendous gains. And remember, as the sign says here, past performance is no guarantee of the future. But just wanted to show you that there are definitely approaches and tools available that can work for you in those types of environments. So that's what they call revolutionary trading. That's a great little cartoon. Here's a little grainy video I took years ago on the trading floor. This is what it used to be like when trading. It's at the NYMEX. I think it was near the close. So there you have it. There's audio, but that doesn't work on the presentation. But nonetheless, you get the idea. That's what it used to look like. And it's a lot different now because of the machines taking over. Although it looks chaotic, it was very effective and efficient doing it this way with the trading floor. But this is what's happening now. Here's our competition now. No emotion, automatic entry and exits, built-in risk controls. Machines have taken over, definitely. So how can you use these machines and algos to compete? So if you can't beat them, maybe you ought to join them. So we think we have a solution for you. Automated systems trading. It's user-friendly, novice or advanced users. You can filter for all sorts of risk and reward and capital requirement parameters. You can do it in just minutes a day. All the risk and profit controls are automated. All you do is activate and deactivate, and the algos take care of the rest. And of course, the machine doesn't care if the market's moving up or down. It makes no difference. And these are markets that can be traded actually not only in the US, but elsewhere and across multiple sectors. So if you like what you see, I'm going to show you how to get involved, show you how to take action here towards the end. And now we're going to get into the demo. So we call this here is meeting the traders of AV systems. And we're going to jump into that demo. And for that to happen, I'm going to switch screens. So give me just one moment. Okay. So here we go. You are now looking at the platform, the AV Systems platform, and you should see the dashboard there. Let me double check that. Let me just double check it, folks. Pardon me. Aha, here we go. There it is. Okay, can everyone let me know that they're seeing my screen here? I don't want to keep going if I want to can't figure this out. Let's see here. Yes, okay, we're good. Thank you, folks. So this is AV Systems, and we're going to get through this, and we're going to look at the four steps, how to explore and choose systems, how to subscribe to a system, how you would then activate that system on your account, and then how you could monitor the performance once you've activated the system. So looks a little bit overwhelming at first. You can see there's over 1,900 algo trading systems on the platform. Each one of these here on the horizontal plane here represents a particular system, and we can drill down. But really, people always want to know, how can I choose a system? So how would you explore and choose a system? Well, first of all, note that this table here can be customized any way you like. So you could add any of these different headings, these descriptors, this track record, risk and return, you name it. You can add as part of the heading here, or you can leave it the way it is. Right now it is at the default setting, I believe. Let's go back. Yep. So that's your default setting. And for example, we won't spend a whole lot of time, but maybe you don't need to know about this thing and the TM rating, and maybe you're not interested in the profit factor. Maybe you're not interested in this worst drawdown, and instead you want to know what the best session is, and then you would just click OK, and now you can see the table reflects what you've chosen. You can also sort in ascending or descending by just highlighting each one of these headings here. So you can see the best session here of all the systems of 41,000. This is a NASDAQ system here, 39,000 and $77 for the lowest profitable system, and so on and so forth. Your required capital amounts, name of the developer, markets traded, your type of system, whether it's a swing trading or intraday system, it's all available here, and you can customize that table so it displays whatever you would like. But we're just going to go back to default. Don't want to spend a whole lot of time with that. Now, here is the next important part here. How do you choose a system? Well, what you do is you use this filtering tool. This is a very powerful tool, and you can see there are quick filters available. So if you only want to look at, let's look at this one here. Systems that are tracked for more than 1 year and they have profits since being tracked. Okay, let's click on that. So you can see now you have this as one of your filters. And if you wanted to modify that filter, you could edit it. If you wanted to delete that filter, you could delete it again and start over. But now you can see you have 540 to choose from after adding that one filter. Maybe you want to add another filter. And here's this one has clients trading and the required capital is less than $5,000. So there's another filter you can add. And now you have 56 that meet that criteria. So that's available in your pool or universe to choose from. And you could then clear those quick filters, and maybe you want to add your own custom filters. Now this is really powerful. So you can see all these different filters that you can add, and perhaps we can add a couple here and just take a look. Maybe the suggested capital would be one of them. So you can use this slider tool down here if you'd like, or you can just add numbers in, but maybe suggested capital of 50,000, let's say 10 to 50,000, and then you can add that and click okay. So then you get 830, and then you can keep adding more and more filters that meet criteria that you are comfortable with. And if you're thinking, well, I don't know what I'm comfortable with, well, it's really up to you to decide. For example, I think one might start on a, look at this here, worst session percentage. You know, maybe you're interested in systems that aren't really that aggressive. So you want to filter all those out. So you can see here, if you click over this question mark, it'll tell you exactly what that means. The worst loss in a single session as a percentage of the suggested capital. So you could add, you know, well, let's see, that's already set up for 10%. Let's see what we get here. So now you have 830. I think that's the same, but let me edit this here then. Let's say we'll try 20. Let's see what we get there. Oh, still the same. So you can see you can move these filters around, and they don't always impact the pool unless you change the criteria. But nonetheless, here's live profit and loss. You could do something like this. Yep, now you have 16 to choose from that meet that criteria, and so on and so forth. So you can get very granular. This is a very powerful tool. You can see how flexible it is, and you have so many criteria that you can use here to filter. And people can spend some time on this, and once you get it dialed in to the way you like it, then you end up with just a universe of systems that suit your needs. So people love this filtering tool. It's a very powerful tool to use. And with that said, I will go ahead and let's clear all these filters for now. Go back to where we were. And let's look at a couple here that I've saved as a favorite. You see this star here. The gold stars are ones that I've saved as favorites. And these are ones that are trading in our demo account right now. And we're going to show you that. And let's show you how to subscribe to something. So if you were to, let's drill into this one, for example. It's a silver trading system. Okay. Now, every system has what's called a tear sheet and historical performance like this. And then you can see the name of the developer up here and the silver contract it's trading. It's a swing trading system. So there's either a swing or intraday only. So day trading only or swing. Here's the cost. cost, $95 a month, and that is deducted directly from your account. And I also point out that all of the performance data is net of all the monthly cost and commission. So all of the numbers and percentages and performance for every system is net of all cost, fees, commissions, you name it. And it's also based off of the suggested capital amount. So everything is based off of the suggested capital amount, and that's the number we use, and we always suggest that you would use as well. If you use less money, say only $23,000, which is the bare minimum, then that's going to increase your leverage. And so your maximum drawdowns, your maximum profits and all will be, in this case, almost double. And you can see the historical performance here going back in time. And I'm going to explain this chart to you here in just a second. But let's look at, you have 475 sessions that this system has been analyzed with, total P&L, annual return on investment, profit factor, your commissions, your rating, so on and so forth. If you need to know exactly what any of these mean, you can just click on these icons and it explains it to you. And here's your worst drawdown was $11,000. And the current drawdown, it's on a drawdown now, $8,000. The worst session was $2,000. You can see the winning session average is $1,200. The losing session average is $700. So on and so forth. Now, here's a graph here that's important to look at. You'll notice back on December of 2018, if the background is white, that means this is back-tested data. So the system has been back-tested during this whole time. If it's turning this light yellow, that means it's now on the AV Systems platform. Then if it turns green, that means it's being traded with live money. So this is being traded with live money since July of this year. Had a big, big month in July, a loss in August, another good month in September. And so far, it's on a drawdown month to date in October. Year to date, big number there, 163% so far year to date. And I wanted to point out something. We talked about the VIX, and you know, typically you always refer to the VIX in relation to the stock market. But keep in mind, you know, financial markets are all interrelated and they can all be highly correlated, whether it's a direct relationship or inverse relationship. So when the VIX starts to move like it did in March of this year, just about every market is going to take notice and going to make some big moves. And you can see in March, for example, look at this huge, huge month in March here. And let's pull up the performance in March for this particular system. You can see how granular and fully transparent these systems are. You can go back in time and look at anything you want. So you can see here on March 2, started out with, whoops, excuse me here, do that again, lost that window. Okay, so $95, the cost comes right out of your account. And you can see the trading activity. It's a swing trading system. So it's not necessarily trying to day trade, but you can see here, there's a loss, there's another loss, a win, another loss, win, big wins here, another big win on March 16 here, $18,000. And then you can see the accumulated P&L occurring as the profits and losses are happening day by day. And then you can see the equity curve here for the month of March, starting out here, and then just gaining, having a great, great month. You know, of course, as we know, past performance is no guarantee of future results, but it is always interesting to look back and see what happened in these systems when you have something like the VIX event like in March. And you can also see the trading log, meaning you can go back in time and see all of the trades. This is not something that's hidden from you. And you can look here on, here we are here, 10/21. You can see the market orders here and the trading volume, the open position. You're flat at the end of the day. That's what the zero means, or not end of the day. It just means at that moment you were flat, and then it bought again and it was long and it sold and it got flat again. So you can see, go back in time and you can download that data right here if you would like as well. And then also, if you want to look at just session logs instead of each trade, just look at everything based on a day by day approach. And you can go back in time and you'll notice here there was five trades. There was one trade here, two trades, four trades, so on and so forth. It gives you the price and the P&L, and they always account for slippage and trading cost and all the historical data as well. So I just want to point that out. And let me go ahead and close this one out and let's look at a couple others. And then I'll show you how to activate a system and where to find it. Here's an interesting one, Samurai Copper. Gotta love that name. It's a nice smooth equity curve. This one has suggested capital of $50,000, and it's a swing trading system for copper. It costs $75 a month. And let's take a look here at this graph down below. You can mention, I mentioned that kind of light cream color, yellow color. So you can see here, it was in that mode here when the market, when the system was placed on the platform, it was being tracked and then it went live. People started trading it with live money here in April of last year. And you can see the month by month performance here. It had a great year, 34%. And now year to date, 63% so far. So having a great year as well. And again, let's look at March and even look at April and May, you know, and the VIX started really compressing and deflating, so to speak. So these systems don't need the VIX to spike, but let's point this out here. So once again, you're back to the beginning of March and you can see the day-by-day trading activity, whether it's a winning day or a losing day, and then the accumulated P&L on this particular system. And you can look at the same thing for any month. You can see here's a losing month here in June, almost 7,000 in losses. So I want everyone to pause for 1 second and think real hard about this. It's important. It's one thing to look at historical performance and look at the numbers and then just look at the total and think, oh, that's great. 63%. I'm going to jump on board and just turn it on and walk away and be totally comfortable. And some people are, and that's fine. But the reality is a lot of people have perceptions that are different from reality when it actually comes to trading and risking money. And they're going to be obviously thrilled here in January. And then midway through February, maybe they're down 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 for the month. And now they're really second guessing things. And now they're worried and anxious. And they decide to stop the system and get out. Well, guess what happens? Look what happened in March. They miss, you know, a big winning month. Same thing could happen here in June or July. You have, you know, admittedly some big losses here. And you decide to essentially sell the low by closing out the system and deactivating it. Then you miss the gains here in August and September and even bigger gains in October. So just want to point out that I think we all know what I'm talking about, but the bottom line is systems or trading period is volatile and you should not think otherwise. So I just want to point that out. Trading can be very, very volatile. Excuse me while I clear this frog in my throat here. Okay, that's better. Now, if you like this system, and I think it seems like a reasonable system just at a cursory glance, how you would activate it is there's a padlock here and that will unlock the system. And let's go ahead and buy that license. You would click it and let me show you how else you can do it. Let me squeeze this down here so we can watch the whole screen. Let me make sure we're on our default. There we go. Now you can see. So we were looking at Samurai Copper and we're going to use this padlock here and we're going to buy that license. And this is what you do here. Here's the license, $75 a month for 1 unit of the system. And you would subscribe clicking that button. And it is prorated when you start trading the system in the middle of the month, for example. And you read and accept the disclaimer. And let's see what happens here after you buy it. So now you've purchased it, you get a notice, and now you have to activate it. So you go to activate. Now this is just a demo account. And I don't even know if I have enough fake money in the demo account to activate it. So either way, it doesn't matter because if I'm not able to activate it, that's a good example of the risk controls in place that keep you or disallow you from just adding 1,000 systems. Okay, so let's see what happens. Multiplier is 1 unit and immediate activation, and you would accept those terms and then you would activate. And let's see what happens. It takes a moment here. Okay, so Samurai Copper has been activated and you just click OK and there. So now you go to My Systems. Let me magnify this just a notch here. You go to My Systems, and this is where you can see all of your live systems. You can see there's just a few I have in the demo account. And at the moment, here's a E-mini S&P 500 system. It's sitting on a $200 loss for today, but it has accumulated gains since I went live with it. I don't know when. I activate and deactivate systems all the time on this thing. $1,100 profit. Here's the Samurai Copper we just activated, and there's no position yet. The algo has not generated a new trade yet. Here is a Euro currency trading system. Here's a loss for today so far, but it's still short one position. You can see that -1. And accumulated though, it has 262 in profits. So for today, all of my systems are losing about $900 and the accumulated P&L is about 1300 some odd change. So that's a good example of what it would look like if you had some systems running. Some days you may have all winners, some days you may have all losers or a mixture anywhere in between. And that's pretty typical of what it would would look like. Now, if you wanted to, for example, take a look at what's happening on any particular system, you can see, you can just click on it and you can see the tear sheet and the performance for it, just like we did with the other few that we've looked at. So this one here has been trading live since May, has a big, big year so far, year to date. You can see in March, huge, huge numbers in March, 50,000. And that's based off of the suggested capital. Someone, people will always ask that that number is based off of what number. Everything is always off suggested capital. So you have $110,000 to trade the system and it generated 51,000 in March, in April, 35, and then small loss in May, June did well, July, August, September. Month to date, negative so far in October. All right, so here's the next question. What if you want to deactivate a system? Perhaps you see this euro system, euro currency, and you look at it and you're one of those people that think, well, I've had some big gains. It's starting to give the gains back. I don't want this to go negative here, this accumulated. So let's just deactivate it. So you would then just click stop strategy, pull up this confirmation window, and then you can choose to stop it immediately or simply not take any more entries after that current position is closed. So you want to let the trade play out according to what the algo wants to do. And you can click that, or you could just get out immediately. And then you just accept and deactivate. Just that simple. So you see how easy that is. And now here is a fun little section here, the top 10 section. So here are all the top 10 trading strategies for today, or trading systems. And you can see the live updates there happening dynamically. You can see gold, silver, the mid cap, heating oil, crude oil, NASDAQ, 30-year bonds, the Russell, and even platinum, believe it or not. So you can see a potpourri of markets available that are at least trading and doing well today. Sometimes it might all be a stock index, like the NASDAQ or E-mini S&P, that make up most of the current session. And then here's yesterday. Yeah, here's a DAX, German Stock Market Index, along with gold. Last month, you can see NASDAQ systems just really killed it. And you can see, of course, last year, we have some people in systems that have just activated and walked away and not touched them for quite literally more than a year or two. And other people get more active and activate and deactivate more often. So it's just up to the individual as to how involved you want to be. But keep in mind, the whole idea of the algo system is to do the work for you. So I'm not a big fan of trying to overthink it, but there's a fun system. And now quickly just go back, I have just a few minutes here and then I'll move on to something else. If you go back to the dashboard and you filter for the stars here, you can see the blue stars are all the systems that you have active. These are all the ones that are live and active under the My Systems heading. And these are some gold stars maybe that you're looking at. You've just highlighted them just by clicking next to them. And for example, I will take a look at a couple and just show you, and then we'll move on. Here's an E-mini swing trading system, $70,000 suggested capital. And look at March, 82,000. So well over 100% gain in March based off of that suggested capital. And that's in March. It wasn't trading live yet. That's back tested. And you can see here in April, it started trading live. But notice in April, May, and June, what was happening to the VIX. If you don't remember, I'll tell you, the VIX was starting to decline rapidly. And this particular system was still doing quite well, although it did have a nice fat loser here in July. But and then, of course, September here as well. But nonetheless, I just wanted to point out the volatility and how it impacts some of these trading systems. And it's not just ones that are trading stock market indexes. As we saw, here's a silver one, suggested capital, and this is 95,000, had a great March. And subsequent to that, with live money, it's doing really, really well. So we have clients in this one, a little bit of a drawdown here at the moment, but still, I don't think anyone would really complain about this year-to-date performance. And I could go on and on, but let's see, maybe there's one other that's interesting. Here is another E-mini S&P, another swing trading system, $40,000 suggested capital. And once again, you see March was, well, even January, February were big. February was big, March was big. And even after that, as the VIX is starting to deflate and compress, you can still see some nice big numbers here. Started getting some live clients into it. And so far, if you've traded live in August, you're definitely negative a bit, but that's just the way it goes with trading. I just wanted to point this one out. And I think, I don't know, why not look at this one, NASDAQ. So once again, you see March. So the whole theme of this presentation for today, and I think everyone's presentation, is how to trade with the VIX and in and around it and related to it. And I thought this would be a good way to demonstrate that by showing some of these systems and how how they did in March, whether it's the euro currency or copper or silver, the NASDAQ or the e-mini S&P 500, you name it. And here's that euro currency that we have active. Suggested capital on that is quite a bit lower, only 20,000. Another swing trading system. And you can see here, year to date, up about 86% based on this performance here. So there you have it, folks. There's a live demo of the AV Systems platform. It's a very, very powerful platform. It's very user-friendly, and actually, it's a lot of fun to use. Clients absolutely love using it, and we can show you how to get involved. So let's go ahead. I could go on and dig into all sorts of these, but let's see here. You know, of course, our time is limited, and so is our attention spans, mine included. But I don't know, here, one more. I don't know. I don't think I've ever looked at this one. In fact, let me look at a day trading system. Let's look at a day. Well, we did look at a couple, didn't we? Here, intraday on the Dow. Okay, so here's one with 15,000 suggested capital, and it's an intraday system, meaning you're out. And here's the thing. People sometimes like intraday systems because that means they're never holding a position over the weekend or overnight. So this system is always going to be out by the close, and it still had a killer March here. And April isn't shabby either. It went live here with the, since the VIX has started to basically diminish. It's gone live, little loss, gain, little gain. Little choppy performance since May, but nonetheless, year to date, an enormous number here. And of course, keep in mind, you know, with those kind of big numbers, you're going to have drawdowns too. So you can see here, your best session was $9,200. The worst session was $1,300. So that's not bad. And that's because it's a day trading system. It's not going to get caught in, you know, facing the wrong direction overnight. So some people like the idea of just a day trading session. All right. Well, let me see if I can figure out here to switch screens again, folks. So just bear with me. Okay. I think I did it. I think you're watching where you need to for now. So we're back. We're going to show you how to get involved here. So just hope we don't feel like this kid. So if everyone can see that, someone give me a thumbs up. Let me know. Just want to make sure everyone sees the fire hydrant. Yep. We're good. I thought so. All right. Great. So a lot of information. Don't want you to think you have to drink from the fire hose. I think we can make it even easier for you. And let me show you what I'm talking about. Sometimes after going through a presentation about futures, people think, just like this guy here, I've never traded futures. Well, it doesn't matter. The algos are doing the trading for you. That's my response. Whether it's the Nikkei, the DAX, the Russell, silver, crude, gold, the S&P, NASDAQ, whatever the system is, the code does all the work, does all the trading up or down. It doesn't matter. All you do is activate it and walk away. You saw how easy that is to activate and deactivate and then track your system performance. So stock index futures, precious metals, energy, currencies. You can filter for risk and profit and capital. You saw how that worked there with the filtering tool. Any criteria that you'd like. You've seen AV Systems is the answer, and it can even be a lot of fun. We think it's a lot of fun to use. So this is what we call our AV Systems Elite membership. So let me show you what we're talking about. You, of course, have access to the AV Systems trading platform for automated futures trading. Remember, 20 years of R&D, professional developers, with about 1,800 or 1,900 system bots available, US and global markets, multiple sectors. You saw how easy it is to flip that switch off and on. All the trading is transparent. You get to see all of what's happening. You get to see where the market, where your system has the next order in place, so on and so forth. Full control. All you do is turn it off and on, and then you walk away, and the risk and profit management is automated. You have intraday or swing trading systems available, and of course, you can review all of that system performance and even download history. So there you have all the sectors available. And remember, you don't need to know what's happening with the crop report or what's happening with supply or demand or fundamentals or headlines or anything. The algo is already set up and it will trade automatically for you. So if you want to develop your own trading system, ask us how we know. It's not inexpensive. It's a costly endeavor. Just one system. We're talking at least $10,000 to develop one system. But keep in mind, you have 1,900 systems available to look at. We also have something called the A-List, which are top picks from AltaVest. And you want to know if your systems are on the A-List. An example of portfolios we put together and help people with and help design to choose their systems portfolios. Yearly value for that proprietary research, $2,952. Now, here's what really brings it all together is your private coach. So the elite membership means you get to work with us and someone who's experienced and licensed. One-on-one training. You'll have screen sharing sessions. Some of the topics you might cover with just systems filtering and activating and the A-list selections and diversifying systems according to market conditions and so forth. So we think that that knowledge is priceless. You'll have the onboarding sessions and then your continuing 1 hour sessions, a value of at least $7,500. So to recap with that elite membership, you have the AV systems platform. And remember, just one system, a value of over $10,000. You have the A-list, that's our proprietary research. And of course, the private coaching. You have a tutor, a coach, a mentor, you name it, someone who's licensed and experienced, not just a phone clerk, not a chatbot, but real experienced people, a value of over $21,000. So if that elite membership is for you, we think it might be. You have to ask yourself, what if it was the one thing that really worked for you? It could save you time, could allow you to cancel other subscriptions and save you money, lower your aggravation and stress. We think it's definitely something that can work for you if you decide that you're into systems and you like that diversification opportunity, and of course you are comfortable with the risk. So now others have paid tens of thousands of dollars for algo systems, and that's no joke. I've been doing this a long time. I get a lot of calls. People tell me all the time, no joke, I just paid $25,000 for something. I just paid $50,000 for something, and it doesn't work. It didn't do this. It didn't do that. I wanted my money back. They wouldn't give it to me, blah, blah, blah. I hear it all the time. So this is not exaggeration. So here we go with your elite membership. Everything you need for the elite membership price of only $9.97, okay? And in fact, no, that's not okay. We'll do a lot better. 50% discount before Sunday night. That's right, only $4.97. That's your one-time payment. And then you have access to your AV Systems elite membership. That's the link you're going to want to use right there, cf.altavest.com/AVS Elite. And there is our phone number as well. And if you want to go ahead and go to that link or just give us a ring, we'd love to hear from you. 30-day guarantee, so there's really no excuse. That's what I like to say. So really, if it's not for you, it's not for you. We're not going to hold you captive or hostage to trading with us. So it doesn't work like that. If you like it, you do. And if you don't, we wish you all the best. But 30-day, we'll refund that membership fee if you ask us. And here's a question. Do you want to lower your tax rate by over 10%? Well, futures and options are tax efficient. So remember, if you're trading with us, you're trading futures and options, you have a 20% return on a $100,000 account. You're in the highest tax bracket. Your rate of return is 14.64%. Tax savings of over $2,000 compared to if you were trading stocks. So you're in the right spot here, folks. You get tax benefits when trading futures and futures options. No more itemizing as well. Okay. So remember, it's easy. We think that algo trading platform couldn't be any easier. There's no screen watching. So you'll want to basically, what's that phrase? Set it and forget it. We've heard of that. There's some truth to that, but that's a little bit of an exaggeration. You never want to forget your money, right? And experience. So decades of systems development, and we think that experience makes a big difference. Now, here's a free membership opportunity. You have an account with us of $100,000 or more, and we'll gladly rebate that membership fee to you. So we have a lot of people get interested in that as well. So no trouble with that, $100,000, and we'll just rebate that membership fee. And remember, part of the reason for doing this is diversification. Diversified investment portfolio includes stocks and bonds and alternatives, can help smooth the impact of market volatility, may generate higher returns relative to a level of risk over time. And another look at that chart here, remember, you see the world falling apart here as the VIX goes ballistic. And meanwhile, these systems can sometimes sink their teeth into those moves. Doesn't matter what market or if the market's moving up or down, or it doesn't matter sometimes if it's a swing trading or intraday system. These systems tend to thrive, at least historically, on market movement. And that's what we like a lot about them. And they provide that diversification opportunity, improve the risk and return profile of a portfolio, has potential to do all of that, investing in alternatives, access to a broad set of investment strategies beyond traditional investments, and may help grow an investor's total return. So that's called the alternative space, and that's what we're talking about. And futures are a big part of that, especially with automated systems making it more approachable now. So here's a portfolio of all stocks, 60-40, or having some alternatives. We think it makes a lot of sense to have alternatives. We'd like to be a big part of that in your alternative slice of the pie. And there's questions that have come in as well. And here's the last slide. I'll leave that up. And you see the link there, and there's our email address as well. But do give us a ring if you have any questions, or just go right to the form and complete it. And if you want to join up, you're more than welcome to. We'd love to have you on board. And people are asking, thinking about, everything is based off of the suggested capital amount. So that's what you want to focus on. All right, what else here? Let's take a look here. And someone's asking about brokerage accounts. Well, we are the brokerage firm. So AltaVest is the brokerage firm, and you would open an account with us, and you would then have access to our technology. We've been trading since 1997. I've been doing this since 1991. So we've been here a long time, been doing this a while. I think we know our business pretty well. And we also trade options. We have an algo trading options solution as well. Of course, we're limited on time. I didn't have enough time to get into that. But we do more than just the automated futures trading systems. We have an algo trading options platform. We do a lot of option spreads, especially on the stock index futures markets. And if you wanted to hear more about that, you're more than welcome to give us a ring or send us an email as well. And people, I'm sorry, I've got three questions here about Canadian participants. Unfortunately, we're just not allowed to accept Canadian accounts. We would love to, but it's not our decision. It's a regulatory thing between Canada and the U.S., I suppose. Just leave it at that. And we don't connect with other brokerages. We are the brokerage firm. So you would be working with us. You would have an account with us, just like you would with any other brokerage firm. And if you sign up and join the membership, you absolutely have time to, remember, we had that 30-day guarantee. So you'd have plenty of time to essentially use the AV Systems platform in like a demo mode, just like I showed you that I'm doing. So you can certainly do that. Okay, very good. And some...